It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see change. We're lost inside the dark. Light.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Monday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, on at this time or any time around the clock, around the globe, as we pray together, praying for another spiritual awakening. We need to see change in America. We need to see a spiritual change. And if we're only waiting for a political change, a governmental change, that will not suffice. So we believing that God is going to turn things around one church at a time or one city at a time. And I believe in God. And so this past week, we invited people to come to Austin, Texas. And Leland, four-time Grammy nominee, one of my spiritual grandsons, led the worship. And young preachers, high school and college age students, got up and preached. It was awesome. It was awesome. And we're going to play a little bit of one of the night services there with Leland singing a song that he wrote after I gave a prayer. It's going to be an exciting time, so don't go away. And tell your friends they can listen to this broadcast anytime. The easiest way, most people are now listening through their smartphone. And all you have to do is go to TuneIn, T-U-N-I-N, TuneIn, and get that app. It's very minimal price. And then the TuneIn app has hundreds of internet radio stations. So we're not alone on this one. And you can just do the TuneIn, and then you can go to the TuneIn app, and when you click on, you can click on BPN Radio, and there'll be about a 20-second commercial that you'll need to listen to pay for our airtime there on TuneIn. So it's on the internet at bpnradio.com. We are on we're on the smartphones by going to the same address, or you can do the TuneIn app, or you can listen in your car. Just get the little transmitter that you can purchase for about $10, and you can get that information on our website by going to bpnradio.com. Good to have you listening, and we're going to pray right now because we believe the next hour is going to be full of power. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we just pray right now that you would anoint this broadcast, this next hour of power, with your Holy Spirit, because we definitely and desperately need you. I pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear. I pray that you would anoint our spiritual eyes to see, our heart to receive right now. May you speak to people that are listening across America and around the globe. Speak to them about their life. We only have one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. How are you living your life? What are you doing with your life? Are you fulfilled in life? Do you feel happy in life? Do you feel like that you're doing the will of God? Do you believe that you're accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish? Do you believe that you have proper relationships? Do you believe that life is about serving others or serving yourself? Are you fretting and worrying about the future? What might happen in the future? About not having enough food or enough clothes or enough water? Or you might lose your job, or maybe your song is not going to be played on radio. Maybe you're going to lose your business. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I'm here for you. And I'm praying for you today. And whatever is happening in your life, you must understand it is not permanent. Please hear what I'm saying. This man that's been in ministry 49 years, I don't know it all, but I've learned a little bit in the 49 years. And whatever's happening in your life, it's not permanent, whether it is success or whether it is difficulties or trials or tribulations. Life keeps moving on. And everything that we do in life must be done in the light of eternity. The light of eternity. Because this life is only temporal. And this past week in Austin, Texas, I got up and I began to pray, and I began to relate the story how when I was a little boy growing up in the home of a poor Pentecostal preacher in Comanche, Oklahoma, that a man came by selling mottos. Now, I don't know if you know what a motto is. I'm talking about little 12-inch by 12-inch sayings, and it had silver or gold sparkles on it. And my mother bought one from this young man that was going from door to door selling these mottos. And my dad came home, took a nail, and nailed it on the wall for me to see and my family to see. And every day, every morning when I would get up, particularly in the wintertime, to run in because we didn't have any heat in our house except for the kitchen stove, and we had a small heater in the living room of that remodeled army barrack. And I would run in there while I was getting warm. I would look at this little motto on the wall. And here's what it said. Only one life. It will soon be passed. And only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life. Only one life. We're not like the cat with nine lives. We don't have a bunch of lives. Only one life. It will soon be passed. And only what's done for Christ will last. That's all. That's all. You can accomplish all sorts of things in your life, but only what's done for Christ will last. And what is it that we do for Christ? We serve others. We live for others. We bless others. We help others. And so I'm going to play a little bit of the service last week when I gave this testimony. And then Leland, incredible songwriter, written songs for many, many singers, including Michael W. Smith and a lot of other well-known singers. He began to write this song in conjunction with what I'd given. And so I'm going to play a little bit of that, unrehearsed. I haven't even listened to it except for the first few bars. But I believe you're going to be blessed. And so I begin to say these words, only one life that will soon be passed. Then Leland began to sing this song.
Tonight. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian, for sharing that word with us tonight. Thank you. It may leave your hand, but it will never leave your life. So we bless the people that are sowing tonight. If you're still writing a check, still giving, you just raise your hand, one of the ushers. We'll receive your gift tonight. So thankful for those that have helped us minister this week, all these young people, Leela, Todd, and Cindy. We've been working together for a long time, almost 16 years. And Phil and all the rest. Ruth, for putting all this together. Thank you, Ruth Gentry. What a blessing. The young people are going to come tonight, and they're going to stand here, and you're going to have an opportunity to bless them and pray for them, ask God to work in their lives. Firebrands, if you're not praying with me, you can on BPN Radio, 24 hours a day. I'm leading prayer right now. Just go to bpnradio.com. It stands for Breakout Prayer Network. bpnradio.com. I'm leading prayer 24 hours a day for this nation, for you, for this generation. I send out a daily prayer. All you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com. Since I led prayer at the White House in 1995, God has put this nation deep in my spirit and my heart. Gene and I have traveled across this land millions of miles, praying with people and calling people to pray. And I'm going to call you to pray for these young people. Firebrands, ask you to bless them. And I want to thank all of these young people for coming, sacrificing their time for preaching. Could we bless them with our hands right now? You guys come and y'all stand here. Just stand here tonight. Come on. Come on, young people, stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Todd and Cindy, they've celebrated this week their 35th anniversary, right? Wow. Congratulations. Thank you, Lord. We bless Leland's music. Bless you, Leland. Bless your music. I love you. You guys have been all over the place. Brazil, Poland, Norway, carrying the gospel. You and your band. Good man, you're going back to Nashville tomorrow. We bless you and ask God to protect you and watch over you. And may your music reach the ends of the earth. The ends of the earth. In Jesus' name. Let's just bless Leland right now. Jesus, Lord, we bless Leland. Met him when I was 11. When he was 11 years old. Started traveling with Gene and I and his family. What a blessing. Yes. Oh, we pray for Leland. Leland has an opportunity when he gets back to Nashville to write with a man. To write with a man that's been the writer of a young lady who is one of the top singers in the secular world. He's asked Leland to write with him. And if I called her name, you would know. I don't know if I can call her name or not. She's been at the top of the charts, and the man that's written her music, this last album, Leland gets, he personally has asked Leland to write with them when he gets back to Nashville. So would you pray for Leland? Father, I pray for my spiritual grandson right now. In Jesus' name. Divine anointing, divine favor. Lord, I pray give him influence in Nashville. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pray for Leland. Thank you, Lord. Pray for Todd and Cindy. They have mentored and produced so many sounds that's coming out of Baytown. One of the top country artists on the charts, Ray Lynn. My spiritual granddaughter, I call Rachel. They mentored Ray Lynn. They mentored Leland. They mentored Shelly. And they mentored all kinds of people. Y'all just released a song called The Sound of Heaven. You need to go on iTunes and get The Sound of Heaven. I played it twice on my broadcast Monday because it's so powerful. The Sound of Heaven. Ted Slaughter and the Baytown Singers. So we bless y'all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This couple that Gene and I met in Corpus Christi, Texas, December of 1999. And Gene and I said, would you come and travel with us? And they said, we will. And they brought their 11-year-old son, Leland, their 14-year-old son, Jack, their 8-year-old daughter, Shelly, who is singing tonight. And they came with us. And I bless y'all tonight. Pray the will of God be done in your life and all that you put your hand to do. In Jesus' name. Okay. Okay. Okay, Hunter, come on. Brock, come on. Megan, come on. Some of you others, come on up here. Lauren, you can join us. Come on, Becky. Is that Becky? Where's Becky? Is that you, Becky? Come on, Becky. Any of you other young people, just says, I want to be a part of this. Thank you, Lord. Where's John at? I saw John. Well, come on, John. Anybody else? You know, these five brands. Everybody get on your feet. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part. I want to thank I want to thank all of you. Easy Jones, thank you for being a part of the youth movement. Come up here, Easy. You start blessing these young people.
Yeah.
82 years old. Still has a passion for young people. You started off. All right, pray for these young people. Come on, everybody. Come on, pray for them. Sing, Leland. Y'all pray. Come on, lay hands on them. Easy, lay hands on them. Y'all come and lay hands on these young people. Bless them tonight. We want to thank Pastor Jimmy and Jaquita Seal,
yes,
and the church, Jubilee Christian Center, for providing us this wonderful facility. We bless this church, and we bless them in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody. Let's come and pray for these young people.
You say yes, Lord. We say
what an incredible time. Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. That was last week in Austin, Texas. Leland there singing a song after I gave the testimony. Only one life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. It was a great week, and it was just Spirit-led services. And I really believe that God has called each of us to live a Spirit-led life. And you may say, well, what is a Spirit-led life? What are you talking about? That means that you follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You know, prayer is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M. Prayer is spelled F-L-O-W. You get in the rhythm of prayer. You get in the flow of prayer. And if you never get into that, then you'll think that prayer is just some type of an albatross around your neck that doesn't work, and you're condemned if you don't, and if you do, you don't feel like you're making any progress. But there's something about getting into the presence of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to you and minister to you, and just having a certain time and a certain place to pray. That's what Jesus did. The book of Mark says that Jesus went out a great while before dawn. It was a certain time. And he went to a solitary place. So he had a place where he went and prayed. So a certain time, certain place. That's what really changed my life. When I became a prayer, a prayer is one, is a certain time and a certain place. When I became a prayer in 1966, Wichita Falls, Texas, in the living room of my home at 2 o'clock each morning before I went to work at the radio station. And nothing happened for a while. I had to go through three different levels of prayer, and that was the desire level. I just began to pray because I wanted to know God, and I wanted to know what He wanted me to do. Because what I was doing, I thought, was what I was going to do the rest of my life. But I developed a big hole in my heart. It wasn't a physical hole, it was a spiritual hole. And I was so unfulfilled. And I just said, Lord, what can you do for me? He said, son, if you give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. I did. And he did. 5 months later, when the prophet David Wilkerson came to our church, God called me to preach. He said, son, will you preach my gospel? I said, I will. And my wife, Jean, said, I'll go with you and help you. So it's been 49 years. We're now in our 50th year of ministry. And I've learned a few things that I can share with you along the way. I've learned invaluable things I've learned is how to work with the Holy Ghost. And that is so very, very important, because the Holy Spirit has a rhythm. And we need to learn that rhythm, particularly when we get into a corporate setting. And so many churches that I've been to in the last, Gene and I have been traveling now for 30 years, so many churches we've gone to, they go right past the anointing. They go right past, because I believe there's a certain time in a service where it's my time to minister. And so sometimes I'll tell the pastor, can I let you know when I'm ready? And what does that mean? That means that I just see a wave coming in, and I see that I see a baton being passed off, and it's my turn. And if I will just cooperate with the Holy Ghost concerning that, amazing things will happen. And I found over the years, not trying to be a critiquer or having a judgmental spirit, but I've saw so many over the years are great preachers. They just don't know how to work with the Holy Ghost. Or they may be great teachers, but they don't know how to work with the Holy Ghost. They may be great worship leaders, but they don't know how to work with the Holy Ghost. And they'll run past the Holy Spirit, and then they turn it to the next person, and actually there is no anointing because we've gone past. And somebody may say, well, you know, you're just saying things that I don't understand. But it's very simple to know and learn that there is an ebb and flow with the Holy Spirit. And there are times when we have to set aside our man-made plans in order to be able to work with the Holy Ghost. And if I'm not making any sense to you, well, just hold on for just a second, if you will. But there may be times in a service where we get up to preach, and there is no anointing to preach there at that moment. It's the anointing is there maybe to pray for the sick or begin to prophesy. or worship a little bit longer. And what has happened to our corporate meetings is that we have dismissed primarily the Holy Spirit, what He wants to do, and we have 6 minutes of this and 3 minutes of this and 12 minutes of this, and we promised the people and the nursery workers we're going to get out at a certain time. So we actually grieve the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has been, He has been reassigned to the back room. If you need prayer, then you could go back there and someone will minister to you. But not here, not now, because we have a certain order that a man-made order that we want to function by. And so it becomes really sad. And I believe that the Holy Ghost is longing. I'm just exhorting now by the Holy Spirit, prophesying. I believe He's longing to be a part of the main service, the main thing. And if we just work with that, I'll never forget Godfrey Bertel was on with me 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was here in the studio with me. We were talking about one of the services at Grapevine, the Grapevine Conference in Lincoln, England, several years ago, where he was leading the worship, and I got up to preach, and suddenly the Holy Spirit just swept through that place, and the glory of God came. I never got to preach a word. And the Spirit of the Lord came. People were laughing. People were crying. People were on their knees. People were on their faces. People on their back. And somebody would say that was very disorderly. Well, in the eyes of man, in the eyes of man, it was very disorderly. But in the eyes of the Holy Spirit, it was very orderly. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I love to work with the Holy Ghost. And when I minister, I tell the pastor, you know, there'll be a certain time that you can hand it off to me, hand the baton off to me. It may be after one song or two songs, or it may be after 2 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I don't know. And I said, I was in a certain place ministering, and I said to the pastor, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. So he said, go tell the worship leader that he needs to turn the microphone to you, that you're ready to minister. So I went up there, and I said to him, I'm ready. And he turned and said to me, no, one more song. And so I stood there. He sang his other song, gave the microphone back to me, and by that time the flow had gone in another direction. And I got up, I stumbled around, stammered around, but there was really no anointing. And you say, well, is the Holy Ghost legalistic? Is he misunderstanding what you're doing? Or no, there's an order, a flow. And so consequently, We're not having Holy Ghost services, revival-type services in America, because we have everything planned out. And you say, well, what if nothing is happening? If nothing is happening, you could pray. And you could go on. But you must understand that we need to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We need to pray for your glory, Lord, for your glory. This service is in your hands. And it may be somebody that will try to get up and they'll try to disrupt the service by saying they have a word from God or what have you. That's why a person that leads a service needs to know how to work with the Holy Ghost. And there's been people that have sometimes said, I have a word from God, and I just say, well, hold that. We'll see how the service goes. And if it fits, it's got to fit. It's got to fit. Whatever happens in your life must fit. And that's why so many people today feel like a misfit. You know why you feel like a misfit? Because there's not a flow in your life. And it's not only in a corporate setting, it's in an individual setting. And what you're doing is not fitting. You know, there was a time that Gina and I, we were flying off somewhere to another city almost every week, but it's not a fit now. And we do fly out sometimes. And we do minister somewhere sometimes. But right now, we have the opportunity to sit behind a microphone and pray for people in cities all across America and around the world. And because that old rhythm does not fit anymore. And it could be that what you're doing in life is not a fit. It's not a fit. And if what you're doing in life is not a fit, it becomes a misfit. And I know that's a pretty heavy word for a Monday. That's a pretty deep word. But there is a rhythm in life. There is a flow in life. And so, if we do not understand the flow, the rhythm of the Holy Spirit, that does not mean well, I don't want to go to work today. I'm not going to go to work because it's not in my rhythm today. Well, the next day you may get a pink slip and you can't blame the Holy Ghost. No. There are commitments that we've already made that we need to keep. You don't say to your congregation, you know, we're not going to meet in the morning at Sunday 10 o'clock because I just don't believe it's a fit. So you got to have wisdom. There's a whole orchestra playing with you, and so it's not just a solo situation, but it's a rhythm. And I pray for you right now. You that are listening here on a Monday, you just feel like you're a misfit. I pray for you. Don't take your life. And don't go out and quit your job. And don't get up Sunday morning and resign your church. And don't leave your husband or leave your wife, your children. And don't leave your vocation. You got to have wisdom. But you also need to pray. Lord, I want to fit in life. I only have one life. And it will soon be past. And only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life. It will soon be past. And only what's done for Christ will last. And so, what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to function in life? I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray the Holy Spirit will come and will minister to you in a very special way. In a very special way. Holy Spirit, minister to people right now. Those that feel like they're a misfit. Those that want to take their life. Those that feel that they've wasted their life. Those that feel like that they don't see any fruit. They don't see their life counting for anything. I pray for them in Jesus' name. And I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would minister to them in Jesus' name. And you say, Lord, use me for your glory. For your glory. As Leland sings, just receive the ministry. Now, don't listen to the quality of the music. This has not been edited. This is from a service last week in Austin, Texas. But I want you to allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you here today on BPN Radio. For your glory. Only one life. It will soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Will you say yes?
Lord, bless these people.
Will you say yes to the will, plan, and purpose of God right now? Would you do it? I say yes, Lord. I pray for you right now. I pray the will of God be done in your life. And when we pray for a spiritual awakening in America, a revival in this nation, I'm also talking about a personal revival. That's what happened to me in 1966. God literally changed my life just by getting up and praying, me seeking His face. And I pray right now the Holy Spirit will come into your life and minister to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, will come and minister to you and touch you by the power of the Holy Spirit working in you both to will and to do. Not of your good pleasure, but of His good pleasure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you receive my prayers right now? And would you just pretend it's just me and you? Me and you. Dale Gentry and whoever you are. And I'm just praying with you now as I prayed with so many, many people these past 49 years. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. People have stood. Over the past 30 years, people have stood in line. Some of them hours at a time, waiting for me just to pray for them or to say a prophetic word over them. And I just declare in Jesus' name that I'm praying for you. And I'm declaring by the Holy Ghost it's not over. And even though tribulation and trials have seemingly been your portion in life, I declare it's not over. I declare that all of these troubles and trials and situations that seemingly have lingered for so long have only been in preparation for what God is going to do in your life. For I hear the Holy Spirit saying over somebody that you're mounting up with wings like eagles so that you can run and not be weary, so that you can walk and not faint. I pray the refreshing power of the Holy Ghost. I'm ministering to somebody today. Would you receive that refreshing that only comes from the voice of the Holy Spirit by being in presence of the Lord? Would you receive it now? And I pray for that young lady that's listening today that has been violated so many times by a family member, where you have little self-worth and you're filled with shame. I pray for you right now. I declare in Jesus' name that out of this will come an incredible ministry to young ladies that have experienced the same thing. In Jesus' name. Those that are bound to incest in the home, and they wonder when the nightmare is ever going to be over. In Jesus' name, I declare it will come to a close. You must tell somebody. First of all, tell the Lord, and then you must tell somebody. You must tell somebody in your family, and you must tell a law enforcement officer. And you must not allow this to continue. And I pray the Lord will give you strength and give you grace to do so. And I pray for you that you're listening today. It's just like me and you, and you're going to work every day and you hate it and you say, Lord, I'm going to quit my job. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't quit yet. Don't quit yet. Don't quit yet. Because I've sent you there. You are on assignment. And the job is not necessarily for making money. You're just getting money to give, but you also have an opportunity. You're speaking to people in low places and high places because they need your presence and they need your voice, and Just be alert to my spirit because I've placed you exactly there. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. I pray for you now. I pray for you, ma'am. I pray for you. Your hair's falling out. And your hair's falling out because you are under such stress. You just say, I just don't know if I can take another day. And you're very loyal. And you would have run away a long time ago if it hadn't been for your family members, because you know the damage that would be caused by your departure. But I pray for you. I pray concerning your hair that's falling off of your head because of the stress. I break the stress cycle, and that God would take you to a cocoon of peace where He shelters you. And He puts you in the cleft of the rock, puts His hand over the rock, and the storm will pass by, will continue. I can tell you the storm will continue, but it will not touch you, because the Holy Spirit is going to protect you during this time, and you're going to stand tall in the face of all adversity. Yes, you are. Now break the stress cycle in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. And I pray for that person. You know who you are, because you're living in a continuous life of condemnation. You've gone back to the same person again and again and again, and you've asked forgiveness, and they say, "Oh yeah, I forgive you." But you continue to blame yourself. I pray for you. I command you to stop it in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And move forward. Let it go. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Pray the Holy Ghost gives you the strength to let it go. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. And I pray for that person that is listening today, that you have this rash on your body. It just keeps breaking out. It seems like you've used all kinds of different solutions, but you continue to suffer. You itch. It's embarrassing, and it's a major distraction in your life. I pray for healing right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing over you now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for that person has some type of growth on the back of your ear. And it's on the back of your ear. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. I speak healing. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying you need to go to a dermatologist and get that checked out. And I know that that is contrary to what some of you believe. But I do believe, as Oral Roberts believed when he built the City of Faith, that many times we can mix medicine with prayer. And we can mix medical science with prayer. Sometimes God heals by medical science. Sometimes He just heals solely by prayer. Sometimes there's a mixture. So you need to go see a dermatologist. In Jesus' name. Get that removed. Father, I pray for that person that is so full of anxiety that they cannot function, they can't operate. And particularly the one that is listening today that has agoraphobia, and they can't even leave their home. They can't leave their specific area, the neighborhood, can't leave because of anxiety that is in their life, in Jesus' name. And I pray right now in the name of the Lord for that person. I break all stress and anxiety in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for that person. You're trying to hold everything together. You're trying to hold your family together. Or maybe you're trying to hold your business together. and it's like it's all fallen on you. And it's like a wall that you are holding up by yourself, and there's other people that are passing by, and you may be saying to them, would you help me hold the wall up? Because it's about to fall on people. And they just disregard it. And they just say, well, no, it's okay. You can do that. And, you know, sometimes your strength runs out and you just need to let the wall fall. Let it fall. And whatever you're trying to hold together, whatever you're trying to hold in place, because you feel like if I don't hold things up, then things are going to fall apart. And I just believe the Holy Ghost saying, let it fall apart. Well, what if it falls apart? The Lord said, I'll help you. I'll pick up the pieces. I'll rebuild it. But you've expended all of your energy, all of your strength. I pray for you right now that you'll let it go, let it fall. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the Lord will give you strength to do that. In Jesus' name. I pray for that person that's listening today has extreme pain in your legs when you lie down at night. I mean, it doesn't happen during the day when you lie down. You're just having extremities in your legs, extreme pain in your extremities. And I pray for you. Ask the Lord to minister to you in Jesus' name. I'm praying right now for that person that has been playing that instrument, particularly that stringed instrument, and you've laid it aside, you put it aside, and you've not played it in a long time. In fact, the calluses are no longer on your fingers. That's how long it's been. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you need to pick up that instrument. You need to pick it up and practice. Get ready. There's a new season. New opportunities are coming to play that stringed instrument. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. I pray for you today. I pray for you today. You only have one life. One life to live, one life to give. It will soon be passed. And some of you have this deep yearning in your heart to do the will of God. I would love to preach. I would love to sing. I would love to write music. I would love to preach. I would love to start a business, but I just don't know if I could do that or not. I just don't believe. Maybe I just don't believe I can do it. And my question is, who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you couldn't do it? Who told you couldn't make it, fix it, work it, sing it, preach it, fly it, drive it? Who told you that? I declare in Jesus' name that the fear of failure is broken now in your life. I pray for you right now. The fear of failure is broken in your life. But what if I fail? But what if you don't? And if you fail, you can get up again. There was a man that lived in my city years ago when I lived in Yukon, Oklahoma. And he played sports. Went to Yukon High School, played sports for Oklahoma State University. But his main passion was singing. What is your main passion? We need to keep the main thing the main thing. And if you can't make a living doing the main thing, you need to find another job that would support the main thing. And the main thing is the passion. Whatever makes you tick, that's what your passion is. So he went to Nashville, went around, tried to get someone to record his music. And he didn't get to do it. Came back home, went back to college. But then he went the second time. You must understand that God is a God of the second time. And with the exception of the Beatles and Elvis Presley, this man has sold more albums, more music, than anybody else. His name is Garth Brooks. And Garth Brooks used to live in the same city that I lived in, Yukon, Oklahoma, outside of Oklahoma City. So he's proven, didn't get it done the first time, but he went back and did it again. So why don't you try again? You said, well, I've already tried it twice. Well, try it three times. What about What about the fourth time or the fifth time? I'm telling you, God desires to use your gift that will bring glory to Him. If it's only for yourself, if it's only for what you want in life, it may not succeed or may not be fulfilling. But if you have a passion, a gift, that yearning inside of you to use your gift, your call, for the glory of God, only one life that will soon be passed, then I believe it will happen. And God is going to give you partners to help you. People that will say to you, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you do what God has put in your heart to do. So I pray for you right now. Would you receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost? Do it. I want to recognize some new prayer leaders. I believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities to help me pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I'll send you a prayer list every Monday to include in your weekly prayer group. You may have prayer groups more often. If it's a private group, you let me know, so I won't announce the location. If it's a public group, you let me know the location. So I want to welcome some new ones. Cheryl Rowland is praying at Katy Park Baptist Church in Sedalia, Missouri. Thank you so much. And Neil Effling is leading prayer at Best Way Lending in Gig Harbor, Washington. Thank you so much. Jim Grounds is leading prayer. He and his wife, Tina, they're leading prayer at Impact Center, Duncan, Oklahoma, in Jesus' name. So thank you for praying with us. And thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time, anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.